Hey, listeners, thank you very much for joining me and coming back if you're a repeat. Thank you for sharing and for liking. In today's episode, we're going to continue that idea that we've spoken about before, about the idea of co-creation. We're always co-creating, whether or not we realize it, and how that actually does affect how we're manifesting and leading our lives, moving into our destiny. So thank you for joining. Listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world. So today I want to talk about, how do we treat each other, really? Do we notice how we're treating each other? You know, sometimes we get so busy in our own bubble, in our own world, and we don't realize how our behavior is affecting other people. Sometimes maybe we don't care how our behavior is affecting other people, but sometimes it's not an intentional not care. The other day, I was driving down the highway 94. It's a major freeway in Wisconsin, going from my office to my home. End of the day, traffic was getting busier. I'm in the left lane, 70 miles an hour, but we're going 68. There's a car in front of me, and then there's a car in front of that car. And the car in front of that car was this cute little silver Mercedes coupe going 68 miles an hour in the passing lane. And traffic was starting to get a little heavier. So the right lane, you couldn't easily pass. So I was waiting, starting to get the little frustration because, you know, now we want to be home, end of the day. I finally was able to get around this cute little car. And I noticed as I looked over at her, you know how when we're frustrated, we might look over at somebody just to look and see what they're doing. Well, this woman was in this cute little car and she was picking her nose. Literally, she was picking her nose. The frustration that I felt just kind of moved right into laughter because, wow, she's holding up traffic in the left lane going 68 miles an hour when traffic is getting heavy. Lots of cars behind me, and she's in her own little bubble and in her own nose. That was really funny to me, and it was great because it broke up any of the frustration I felt, and I went into laughter. You know, it's so easy to be in our own world and not conscious of how we're affecting other people. We're all part of that. We're all guilty of doing that sometimes. And my daughter said this one time, there are studies that show that if you're waiting to get into a parking spot, the person takes their time getting out of the parking spot sometimes. Well, I kind of believe that, but it depends on their mood, right? If they're a giver, they might hurry. And if they've had a bad day, they might just go really slow backing out and you're waiting longer. But that's true. All these little things, how we affect each other. And whether we're in a place of care or not care, this creates karmic patterns because everything is energy. On my end, as I'm driving around this woman feeling frustrated because she's going 68 in the left lane on a major freeway, like I said, the comedy helped me release the frustration and break that anxiety bubble or anger bubble. I don't know what's going on in her world. I don't know if she intentionally was holding up traffic or if she just got caught in her nose, so to speak, in her own bubble. It's just so much better for me to not take it personally. It's so much better for me and all of us to get out of our bothered bubble because her bubble was creating my bothered bubble and stay in the humor of it and say, no, it's not the end of the world. It's not an emergency. It's slowing me down a few minutes. And that's what we can choose. Because did she realize that she was affecting all these other people? Probably not. Well, maybe she did. I don't know. But we want to be mindful of that. How are we affecting people when we're not even realizing it? So whether or not we realize it in the moment, every choice we make has consequences, small or big. And this is a continuous state of like attracts like with our energy. You know, that notion of instant karma. Kindness, selfishness, being stuck in our own private Idaho, or opening up and realizing how we impact people, anger or ease, and how that interacts with us and brings that out to every other person in the world. Just like I've said before, and you've heard a million times, when you throw a pebble in a pond and it ripples out. So there are multiple ways we can look at that car situation with the driver. Had she been intentionally neglecting the needs of other drivers, well, that comes back to her somehow. She sent out that bubble of, yeah, I don't care if I'm slowing everybody down because I'm just going to pick my nose. Probably not a good behavior. I'm not talking about the nose picking. I'm talking about holding up traffic because she's being self-centered. That causes a little reaction out in the universe and everything comes back because everything's energy. It comes back somehow. Or maybe she had just been in a mindless state, and we've done that before. I've done that before. And had the drivers around her used anger or started road raging because she was slowing everyone down, that also causes an impact to the driver that's road raging. Again, our thoughts and energy are energy. They don't die. They just float out and they land somewhere and they shift and then they move on again. You know, it's like you can have an experience where someone yelled at you and then you might feel angry and cranky and affect three other people with anger because of that one person that was yelling at you. That's the same thing, right? All of us have this flow of energy that we're letting out throughout our day. So are we doing that mindlessly? Or are we ready to start being more mindful in how we are creating these interactions? And so how do these little interactions of co-creating matter in our fulfillment of our destiny? Because the more we live in light and ease and understand and choose a state of flow, the easier our manifestation becomes. We're always manifesting, and we're always manifesting with others because we don't live in isolation. Whether we're doing this consciously or not, staying open to how we are affecting others truly has a direct impact on our own journey. And remember, because we want to be evolving, we talked in a different episode about the vibrational emotional scale. So when we are allowing ourselves to resonate at higher vibration, we're attracting higher vibrational experiences right back at us. Now, take this a little further. Think about something you want to change about somebody. What's one thing about your partner or your child or your boss or your friend that you really struggle with? Maybe they're messy or they don't give you enough appreciation or maybe they don't listen. Maybe they don't help around the house. What is it that happens within you that comes to the forefront of your mind when the situation repeats? Do you feel anger, frustration, overwhelm? Hopeless. Well, what if you stop blaming them for the messy house or for not listening and said, what can I do differently? So I feel differently about this. I want the situation to feel smoother. I wonder how I can get there. So I feel smoother. So I'm raising my vibration. Universe, God, higher self, higher power, however you name it. I'm open to solutions. Give me some ahas, please, because I'm ready to shift my end of it. That's co-creating in a healthier way. When we take some time and stop blaming anyone else for our feelings and the actions we, or the lack of actions we take because we're waiting for someone else to change, it frees up a whole new world. It truly does. That's that sense of freedom that I've talked about before. We are way freer than we think. You know, another example would be when you start looking for a new car and you find the make and model you want before you buy it, you start to see that car everywhere. That same pattern happens when we're complaining about our boss or our partner or a child or a friend. As soon as we notice that one irritation, if we're not careful, and we flip that switch, now we stop noticing the good parts and mostly see the traits that irritate us. And if we're not happy in life, it's easier to be irritated more often. You know, I was raised to have really good table manners. I was raised in a family, I've said this before, there were 10 of us living, and then my parents. And we were taught to chew with our mouth closed. Every meal, chew with our mouth closed. Table manners were a big deal in my family home. Well, I had a friend that really used bad. Well, I'm qualifying it as bad. It's not bad. But I used to get so irritated when a good friend of mine ate with her mouth open and chewed her food really loud. It started to bother me to the point that I didn't want to have any meals with her anymore because all I could notice was the sloppy and loud chewing. And then I started to notice other things, other bothersome things about her. That's how it can happen when we're not careful. She was a dear friend. And when I took a moment to reflect on my behavior, I stopped caring about the meal habits because she was so valuable to me in so many ways. And I think during that time, I was probably frustrated with other things in my life. So it really stopped bothering as much. And now I honestly can't even tell you if she chews with her mouth open or her mouth closed because I don't even notice anymore. Think about that in your own life. Who chews their gum obnoxious in your office? And now all you notice is that they chew their gum obnoxious and they become so hard to work around. And all the really great components get lost because we're focusing on that one thing that is a source of irritation. That one thing. Now they're chewing or they're driving or they're nose picking or they're eating or they're hair combing or they're nail biting causes us to send out negative thoughts into the world. And when we're not choosing to be conscious, that can happen a lot. This is a constant co-creation energy, and we can get so stuck in how we perceive the world, and then we're upset because our lives are not going smoothly, our goodness is not coming in, and then, you know, we look in the mirror, and instead of looking at how pretty we might be that day or how our hair might look good, we only see the big zit on our chin. That's our focus. We dim our light, and we don't see anything, any of our goodness, because all we see is the zit. That's what we do as humans. And we can choose at any moment to start co-creating with self and others in a way healthier, lighter, more easy way. Hey, listeners, thanks so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. Really appreciate that. As a gift back to you, I would love to have you try my services. Go to my website, megmichaelson.com, and click on the Transforming Yourself session. And in the discount code, I'm offering an 11% discount because 11 is a highly spiritual number. So at checkout, I'm offering podcast 11% off. So that's the code you're going to use. Podcast 11% off, and that is good through June 15th. Try my services and we'll get connected in a more intimate way. Thank you for listening. So I want to take this into a more of a personal relationship, not my personal relationship, but more of a one-on-one. One of my clients recently had a few major health issues several months ago. She's a really vibrant spiritual woman, very faithful, and coinciding issues caused her a long recovery time off of her feet, really put her in a funk because she's an active person. The funk she stayed in also caused her to cut off the goodness she felt with her husband and her kids. She got into that, feel sorry for herself. You know, we've all been there. She felt sorry for herself and really stopped connecting as much with her husband and her kids. She stopped connecting with them on a heart level. They became a source of irritation for her. Whenever they wanted to connect with her, she felt so much in her own pity bubble that she didn't even want them to help anymore. She was like, nope, I got it. I'll do it. She didn't want to connect with them. They wanted to help her. She would tell them no, her husband especially. And she started to resent him because he was not suffering. He didn't get it. She was suffering. So they started to creep around on eggshells because they didn't want to be around her. She was crabby. Let's step back a moment. She's a really loving wife and mother, and she's normally connected to them. But we all know it's easy to fall into a slump, and then life can change, and nothing seems to be going right. It affects every other facet. And then, if we want our body to heal and we're in our slump, our body actually stops healing, or at least it doesn't happen as fast as it could. It starts to heal slower also. And some people can get stuck in this place for a little too long. How do we get out and get back into reality and start sending out that energy of co-creation in a healthier way? You know, her husband stopped asking if he could help her. And then she was more mad because he wasn't helping her. And she started to get angry at him because, well, now he's not even helping. But she had cut off the help supply, remember? How many of us have done that and been in this place before? Because I just want them to read my mind. I don't want to have to ask. But even though now I want the help, but they're staying away at arm's distance because they're a little nervous. How can she get back into a state of flow with her husband and kids? Well, when we want to get back into the state of flow, when we want to repair a relationship with ourselves, we want to pull ourselves up and see things from a better lens, we got to get out of our heart and into our head. You know that flow of energy between two people? It's a two-way flow. So just close your eyes a minute if you'll humor me and imagine someone that you really have a good relationship with or was important in your past. There's a cord that goes from you to them, and there's a cord that goes from them to you, two cords. So say we cut off the one person like she did with her spouse. It's like we took a clothespin and crimped off that cord, crimped off our blood supply, crimped off the love we would send. And then because we're angry, we put a block on their end. So we couldn't receive the love they were trying to send from their cord to us. Because remember, like we put a steel block right in front of where it might connect with us. And we might want them and expect them to give us love, help, but we cut off our heart and we cut off the flow towards them. And they feel it. And they feel that we don't want help from them. So then they stop the flow. Now there's stagnancy. This can end relationships when we get caught in that pattern. Imagine those two threads connected to those two people. In order for the flow connection to come back, one of them needs to take the clothespin off. Stop the crimping. Let the energy of love flow towards that person. And in time, with mindfulness and consciousness, it can come back to you too if you're willing to receive it. But this does take humility. This does take not needing to be right, but really understanding that relationship is valuable to me. And we can even go so far as to apologize. Be awake and say, you know what? I realized I was cutting off. I was holding your love out and I was holding my love out for you. And I'm sorry. I was going through this, whatever this was. I want to try it different. And I'm sorry for that. And are you willing to try it different with me too? That's honesty. That's true intimacy. That's being vulnerable, asking for what you need. Because when we keep the light away, when we keep the love out, we're miserable. She really thought it was easier at that point to just stay in her misery bubble and take care of herself. But is it easier? Does it feel safer, really? Or is it because we're feeling safer, because we're less vulnerable? Because to be in need doesn't always feel very safe. Now, we think it might be easier to do things alone when we're suffering, but it is lonely. And then we begin to trust less. And then we might become depressed, or we might feel sad for ourselves and sorry because now no one's reaching out. Our vibration goes down and more junk comes our way because we're seeing through the lens of a lower vibration, pain and suffering. And, you know, we can do it in a nanosecond on driving down the highway. Oh, this person is driving so slow. Now I'm going to be late. And we get into that pain and suffering and we might feel powerless in that situation. How do we get back to connection when we have felt frustration and see our world through that muddy lens? It is easy, but it just takes conscious connection. Now start breathing. Start remembering what you love about your life. Start remembering that maybe it's not about you. Start connecting. If it's your family or someone close to you, remember why you love them. Bring up those memories. Remember why you love them. They can't be in the head. We have to go to our heart. So we have to breathe. We have to feel love. Co-create with memories of how much you have loved them in the past, or the good things that have occurred, or how you see them trying. Step in their shoes, feel compassion. And then feel compassion for yourself because you fell and you're in self-pity. But we get to step back in the light. And we get to choose to put effort in to stay there. And the more we choose to live this way, the easier it is to get back up when we fall, because we all do. We all do. It's part of human. And do you notice how things seem to work out better when we expect them to? When we're happier and our energy is lighter? Do you notice more things that bring you even more lightness? Because you're feeling light. You know, that woman told me after our session, and she was telling me all that was going on, and we worked through that. And then I spoke with her after, and she felt that connection again, because she opened her arms and let her son climb on the bed with her and talk to her about the day. And it wasn't just about her. She reconnected with her husband. And then everything started to feel lighter. Like when you walk outside to bring your trash cans to the road, and that's tomorrow for me, so I'm bringing it up, and you smile and wave at a neighbor, or the birds are singing and the sky is blue, and your inside smile too. And then your day starts great. And then things just kind of smoothly flow. Versus the day that you walk outside and you're grumpy, or your neighbor is grumpy, and you let it affect you. And then now you're bothered by the weeds, or you see a piece of trash and you pick it up and you're crabby and throw it in the trash can, or your dog wants you and that's irritating you. We start to notice things that are more irritating, and that can change in a moment. But remember, that's that creation energy. We are always sending energy out, and we're always getting energy back. When I get frustrated at other drivers, because of course I do sometimes, I try to remind myself that I've done that. Oh yeah, I've been in my, I hope I wasn't picking my nose on, and people were driving by me and seeing me, but I've done that in different ways. I have gone in my bubble and I'm like, oh shoot, I'm not going the speed limit right now, or I'm going way under. I've been there. So I try to give people the leeway. Yep, been there, done that. It's that piece of, can we step in someone else's shoes and not take it so personally? Can we understand that maybe they just are having a moment, or maybe it's an elderly person who is not comfortable driving as fast? So we give people a little break, or maybe they're a new driver. But when I have been not consciously driving and in my own bubble, and now I'm slowing everybody down, or I'm not passing correctly, whatever it is, or what that woman was doing, it does affect other drivers. But we get to choose how it affects us. I get to choose if I'm going to be in, let myself laugh about it, or go into road rage. I get to choose that. Because why? Because it affects my life. It affects my body. It affects my destiny fulfillment, which is important to me. So I want to be aware of how I'm behaving. Our world is moving into a faster and higher evolutionary vibration. It is happening. You are feeling it, whether or not you're consciously feeling it. Our entire planet is moving into a higher vibration. That's how these cycles work. And we have the opportunity to become lighter and more creative during this time. As we move into a greater evolutionary vibration, we get to choose what energy we're going to send out there. And if we want our lives to kick ass and really have a great life, it's important to know what energy we're sending out there. What are we co-creating? We get to have a lighter, more creative life. We do. But we want to be careful of what we're sending out there if we want to get light and creative back, right? When we're sending out goodness to others, it truly does help them. As opposed to sending out venom, cursing, anger. Instead of worry, send hope, send possibility for anybody you think of. It does matter. And sometimes this can be hard, absolutely, because, you know, we don't live perfectly and we're human and we all have a lot of emotions, but we can do it, and it is important to do. When we pray, if you pray, or when we send good thoughts out there, we're helping people, even if we don't realize it, even if that person doesn't realize it. It can elevate a field. Whether or not they're asking or they want to, the person you're sending good thoughts to, the recipient, might not even recognize that they need love at that moment because of all the ways they have been hurt or disappointed. They might be cutting off love. They might not even openly know they want it or need it. But of course, secretly, we all do. And I want to continue talking about this next level energy and what that means in our lives. We'll continue this next week's episode because this is so vital to those of you that are listening that really are here because you want to be able to move faster and lighter and have a life you love. So stay open. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. I so appreciate that. Thank you for liking. Thank you for following and rating the episodes if you find them of value. All very appreciated. Have a beautiful week, and I look forward to connecting with you next week.